Hey again. This is the last lesson in Module 1, and it's about creating your own language of astrology. And I love this concept. I actually first learned about it and saw it in action from one of my favorite astrologers, Antero Ali. He wrote the book Astrologic. He's a really kind of eccentric and unique person who really pushed the envelope when it comes to astrology. And what he did was he came up with new phrases for the different parts of astrology, because he felt that the old phrases of houses and planets and signs were kind of outdated and like very limiting in a certain way. And I think to him it was very liberating to come up with his own way of expressing those things and teaching them to others, but also just for his own understanding, because it made it his own. And you know, I spoke about pop astrology, but on the other end of the spectrum, there's this like really, there's a whole community of astrologers who are very knowledgeable, very devoted to the art of astrology. And in a certain way, you know, it can be intimidating, and people who do know a lot about astrology are very proud of it, and they, you know, it seems like there are certain rules in place, and that can be intimidating when you're first learning it. So I really encourage you to make this your own. Astrology is everybody's. It's yours just as much as the number one top astrologer in the world. This is something that anybody can use and do. And when you make it into your own and you create words that really make sense to you, you know, it becomes more personal, and it just becomes about you and your journey, and it takes it to a heartfelt place. And it also just like shatters any limitations or confusion, just makes it easier for you to understand. So how do you create your own language of astrology? As you're going through the course and as you're learning these new concepts, just, you know, if you want to, if you're having a hard time with a certain like label that for some reason you're just like not clicking, you know, try to come up with a new way of expressing it that really does make sense to you. So Antero Ali, I know that he, instead of saying houses, he called them states. Instead of saying planets, he called them forces. So, you know, you're not going to pick things that like have nothing to do with astrology, of course, but just try to make it your own. So let's say the word modality is just throwing you off, and it's like every time you hear it, you're just like, I don't know what she's talking about. I would encourage you to, you know, try to gain an understanding, ask me or Google it or whatever, look it up. We can talk it out till you get to that point of understanding. But if you don't like that word modality, by all means, give it a word that you really click with and that makes perfect sense to you. So that is the message I wanted to send out with this. In the journal, you have a space for kind of getting creative, making up your own language. And it's not something you'll probably be able to do right now, but as we go on, just keep that open mind and remember that this is your practice.